Hello and welcome to our English Year here at Breast of Israel with the great tzaddik, Rabbi Shalom Arush Shlita, Q&A with Rabbi Shalom Arush. To remind you, for any questions, comments, ideas, please, you can call us at +972 52 414 542. Again, +972 52 414 542. Or you can send us to our mail, 148answers@gmail.com. 148answers@gmail.com. And without any further ado, I'd like to pass the microphone over to the great Rabbi Arush. We are now, this present week is the week where we are going to be going through to Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of the month
of Av.
We expected and we are still expecting that today HaKadosh Baruch Hu will build the third temple and will bring us the Messiah, the Savior. But if he doesn't come till Thursday, we will have to sit on the ground and we will have to cry and weep. Rabbeinu writes in Likutei Moharan, we don't cry for the past, for what already occurred. What already happened, happened. I'm going to read you the words of Rabbeinu. Here, already what has been is already gone. Because our temple has already been burnt. So what will it help to cry for the past? It's like there's a saying, you don't cry for spilled milk. But what are we weeping for? Rabbeinu writes, but now that Hashem is yearning and wanting to return to us and to build our temple, we need to cry and make sure that we don't hold him back. We're not crying for what happened, but we are making the best effort that we can to try and build it now. Rabbeinu writes, we need to try as hard as we can to build the new temple. So what does he suggest for us to do? What are we supposed to do? What actions are we supposed to take? Rabbeinu writes, we have got to try very hard to get up at midnight and to cry for the destruction of the temple and to weep then for that destruction in order to rebuild it again. But Rabbeinu just now said that you don't cry for what happened. But he said, we're supposed to try and build the third temple, so what do? We cry for the past.
Shem hananoti.
Hashem granted me, and I prayed for this, to explain the words of Rabbeinu.
Rabbeinu Omer, צריכים לא לבכות, לבכות היום, שהיום, היום לא לב, היום לא לבני הבן, בדגברת מקדש.
Rabbeinu says, you're not supposed to cry for the past, you're supposed to cry for the present day, that today the third temple was not built.
הירושלמי כותב שמי שלא נבנה במקדש מהמם, כאילו לקח פעתי שבוע תרקלות ולאורה.
The Yerushalmi says that any person who didn't merit for the third temple to be built in his days, it's as if he himself took a big hammer and he tore down the temple himself.
לכן אנחנו צריכים לב כל אחד, לא זכיתי שנהיה במקדש, אני מוכה על זה שלא זכיתי שבעיני היום במקדש, על זה מוכים.
That's what we're crying for. Everyone needs to cry, I didn't merit for the third temple to be built in my days. That is why I'm crying that it was not built today, because of me.
انا יש בוכה על זה של מישהו שאל אותי, הוא לא מרגיש שום קשר בין המקדש.
Someone asked me, he doesn't feel any connection whatsoever to the temple.
מה חסר לו? מה?
What is he lacking? What is he missing?
אמרתי לו ש
I said to him, and I'm going to say this to myself and to you, when the temple existed and was built, Hashem himself dwelled inside the temple.
יהיה מרגיש אלוקות מוחשי שהיה בא לבית המקדש.
And anyone who came to the temple could feel the godliness and could feel the spirituality, literally speaking.
האמונה היה מוחשית.
Faith was something that you could feel. Faith was something materialistic.
אם דם עשה עברה, יהיה מרגיש חרטה, ממש בושה בחרטה, מתחיל לבכות, לבכות, ממש תרועות, ממש מטרוף לשבה.
A person who sinned, who transgressed against Hashem, felt such a deep remorse, regret, and shame. He started crying that he sinned against Hashem.
והיה מביא קורבן תודה, היה מרגיש ממש שמחה, הקעת הטובה, ממש עשרות תודה לשם הדבר.
And when a person brought to the temple the sacrifice of gratitude, he felt such happiness, such gratitude to Hashem, something that he could literally feel. We are now like dead people, we don't feel anything. That is why we're crying that the temple was not built today. We get up at midnight and we cry that today the temple was not built. One needs to repent. We already spoke about this last week. We We need to repent for the root reason that caused the temple to be destroyed. What was the root reason that caused the temple to be destroyed? That was being ungrateful. Being a crybaby. For that we need to cry. For that we need to repent. This is what the prophet Isaiah says. The prophet Isaiah, the beginning of his book, when he speaks about the vision that he saw, he says, listen the heaven and listen the earth. And he speaks about the transgressions of the people of Israel. And what does he say? He says that even animals know who their owners are, who are the ones who benefit them and do them favors and good things. But the people of Israel did not know Hashem, did not have gratitude to Hashem. Even though the prophet Isaiah at the beginning, at the continuation, speaks on about other sins, the core sin is ungratefulness, that the people of Israel did not recognize Hashem and the feeling of gratefulness they should have had for him. The interpreter called the Yiriyot Shlomo writes that because the people of Israel did not recognize all the goodness that Hashem has done with them, that's why they had to be punished with going into exile. I don't want to take and prevent something good from all of you. Hashem granted me to understand this whole concept of gratitude, and he enlightened me with a great light. I thought that our sages, they decreed that we have got to make blessings on different things that we enjoy. You eat an apple, you enjoy it, make a blessing. Everything that you eat or drink, you enjoy yourself, make a blessing. Now I thought to myself, in Israel it's now very hot. I would make 7 blessings for the air conditioner. We make a blessing for things we enjoy. We enjoy the air conditioner. 7 blessings for the air conditioner. And every woman needs to make 7 blessings for the washing machine.
Me
We'll bring you a film how women used to wash their clothes. She carries all the clothes to the river. And there she washes them. She hangs them there at the river. Waits for them to dry there at the river. And then she carries all the clothes back home. A whole day of toiling and working. Don't see anything as taken for granted. I'm enjoying this chair. Would you want to stand all day long? How many blessings do I met in the day to make about this chair? Blessed are you, Hashem, for creating this chair. Thank you, Hashem. I'm enjoying the chair. This is what's called the blessings when one enjoys something. On the water that flows through the taps, I would make at least 100 blessings. We have endless pleasures on a daily basis. We need to wake up and start living the reality that nothing is taken for granted. Hashem supervises us, gives us, spoils us. I told this before, I'm going to tell it again.
Rabbi Israel Meruzin,
Rabbi Israel of Rushin of blessed memory, he sat down to learn Torah in his room in his house. He heard his daughter in the other room. His daughter was groaning. Oh. He got up and he walked over to his daughter. He said to her, my daughter, there's a rule in the world. One groan begets another groan. Crying begets another crying. Gratitude begets another gratitude. Even if you're groaning for a just reason. Something
is
hurting you.
Something
you're lacking. Even if it's for a just reason, there's a rule. You groan, another groan is going to come on the way. You want another groan, another reason to groan for?
No.
No. Say thank you. You'll get another reason to say thank you for
it.
More so when you say thank you for something that according to logic, you shouldn't be grateful for. For example, you have pain and agony and you're saying to Hashem, thank you for my pain and agony. More so, this will bring a great reason for you to say thank you, a joyous and happy reason.
Believe me.
Every
לא בנוסח של תיקון אחד, זה לאנושות. אבל כל אחד יעבר את השם כל יום.
Believe me, say thank you and bless Hashem all day long. You need to bless Hashem for the chair. We can't use the same language and the same coin and phrasing as our sages decreed because we're not allowed to add on their blessings, but you can say, Hashem, thank you for the chair. I bless you for the chair. Hashem, thank you for everything. I bless you for everything. Not in the exact phrase that our sages used, but bless Hashem constantly, all the time, for everything that he gives you.
אין, אדם יהיה לא רגע נהיה, יהיה לא רגע ממש. כל הזמן יהיה לו עוד טוב.
A person will not just have heaven on this earth. It will be much more. It will get better and better and better and better.
יש איזה גוי כתב ספר, שכתב, כמו שאדם צריך לעשות ניקיון לרעלים מהגוף שלו, איך עושים? שותים מים כמה זמן, רק מים, או אוכלים, יש כמה תשתיות חינמנקים מרעלים מהגוף.
A non-Jewish person wrote a book. Just like there are several methods of how to clean your body, how to cleanse it, you drink water for several days, then you only eat a certain type of food, just like there are methods of cleansing your body. He wrote, you're supposed to do the exact same process to cleanse your soul. What poisons your soul?
בחיינות,
crying, being ungrateful,
תלונות,
complaints,
ממש זה מרעיל את הנשף, מורעלת.
That poisons the soul.
צריכים לעשות ניקיון, ניקיון לנפש.
And one has to cleanse the soul, clean it.
על ידי ללמוד רק להכיר טובה ורק להגיד תודה, רק לשמוח כל הזמן, לנקות את הנפש.
And how does one do that? By being grateful, by saying thank you all the time, by being happy. In that way, you cleanse your soul.
הוא כותב שדיבר עם אנשים, אפילו שאמרו לו, אני... לא, מה פתאום לא מוכה? אני מכיר את טובה. דיבר את הרוחך עליכם שהם בוכים.
He writes that he spoke to people who told him, me? I'm not a crybaby. I don't complain. I'm happy for what I get. He spoke to them and he proved to them that they are complainers, that they are crybabies.
צריכים ממש לנקות את הנפש.
We really need to cleanse our soul.
לא לרעלת את הנפש יותר בחיים.
Don't poison your soul anymore in this life.
לא, אדם יהיה ממש... עוד תספור שהיה עכשיו שמעתי איזה גוי התפרסף שהוא נעשה ניסים מנפלאות.
Another story that just now became public is that a non-Jewish person became famous by doing miracles and wonders.
היה בסוף חקרו אותו.
They came, they interrogated him, investigated what's happening.
אמר, אמרתי בספר של היהודים, שהתודה מרפאה, התודה מייעשות ניסים ובריאות.
He said, I learnt in a book written by Jews that thank you does miracles, thank you heals sick people.
מה יעשה? נותן להם אבן מי שבא אליו, כל שרה, הוא אומר, תקעה את הבן, תעשה בהכיס, כל תקובה אתה נוגע, נוגע שיש לך, ותגיד תודה רבה, תודה רבה, תודה רבה.
What did he do? He took a pebble, a rock, he gave it to people, and he told them, listen, put this in your pocket, and whenever you touch your pocket and you feel this pebble, say thank you very much, thank you for what's happening to me.
אנשים אומרים תודה.
People say thank you.
נושאים.
And they're sold, they have salvation.
שאלו אותו, איזה אבן מיוחדת?
They asked him, is it a special stone that you give him?
הוא אומר, אבאים ברחוב, לא ככה.
He said, no, I take stones from the street, I paint them, and I give them to people. only say thank
you.
And that is mending the root and the core reason for the destruction of the temple. The people of Israel cried. Hashem said to them, I will make sure that this day is set for generations as a day of crying. He is waiting for us to say to him, Creator of the world, we're not crying anymore. We're only saying thank you all the time. All the time, thank
you.
We bless you for everything, for the table, for the chair, for the electricity. For the electricity, we need to make another 100 blessings every single day.
Toda, הבורא שבראת את השמיים, כמה טובות אתנו.
We need to say to the Creator, thank you. Blessed are you, Creator, for creating the electricity. How many wonders and good things are you doing to us, Creator? Creating the world, that's it. The people of Israel are not crying anymore. We're saying thank you and build the third temple.
Amen.
Amen.
The
rabbi is asking if we have some questions. So we do have a few questions today. And we're going to start with a question about emunah. If everything that happens is from Hashem and everything is good and there's nothing bad, why do we need to pray? Why not just working for pure faith and that's all? Anyway, whatever happens and whatever will happen in the future is from Hashem and everything is good. מישהו כאן שואל כבוד הרב, אם כל מה שקורה זה מהשם והכל טוב ואין שום רע, בשביל מה אנחנו צריכים להתפלל? למה לא לעבוד רק על אמונה שלמה וזהו? ממילא מה שקורה וגם מה שיקרה בעתיד זה מהשם והכל טוב.
יפה.
Very good.
קודם כל, זה חשוב, כמו, נראה אותו, כמה תבילות הוא צריך שיגיע לאמונה הזאת.
First of all, that's very good. How many prayers does a person need to reach this faith that we can see in this question?
כמה תבילות.
How many prayers does one need to reach this truth?
דבר שני, אנחנו צריכים לחיות, לקיים את כל התורה.
That's the first thing. But the second thing is, we need to live and to keep the whole Torah.
צריכים להתפלל כל מצווה ומצווה שנזכה לקיים אותה, כמו שצריך, ולא לעבור על שמו מצווה של התורה.
We need to pray to be able to keep and to do every single commandment that Hashem commanded us, to do it exactly the way we need, and to pray not to violate any commandment that Hashem gave us. That's why we have a work of spiritual prayer every single day, doing our hisbodedus for 1 hour, every single day.
ודאי בגשמיות, אם אדם יהיה שהכל טוב,
Certainly, when we speak about physical and materialistic things, if a person lives the truth that everything is only good, it will be only good. Thank Hashem, we have food, we have riches, but we need to keep the Torah. Every single day we need to search our souls, repent for violating the Torah, and pray that we will not do that again. How many prayers did I myself do for so many lusts and desires to Hashem, for Hashem to help me to leave them, to have nothing to do with them anymore? Also, with physical and materialistic things, we have a rule. Imagine if I have a bottle that has in it the elixir of life. I say to you, I want to give you. Do you have a vessel to receive it in? You have a cup?
Even
a spoon, something. If you don't have any vessel to receive it, I can't give it to you because you have no vessel to receive this gift. The words of prayer, they are the vessels through which we can receive all this abundance. That's why we need to pray and pray and pray. And be happy, be happy, be happy. And be grateful, be grateful, be grateful. And all the time be connected to Hashem. All the time. Smile. Shela nosefet, kvod hara?
Okay.
We have time for another question. We're going to ask a question about finding your soulmate. Rav zo shela rav al metziat hazivug. Someone is telling us that he finished learning the book The Garden of Peace and he has not yet found his soulmate. He asks what could be the problem and what is he supposed to do. Mishu Arav shoel shu siyem ilmot hasefer began hashalom hu adayin lo matza et hazivug. Hu shoel ma yechola liot habaya ve ma hu tzarich lasot.
Elo shama.
You have no problem whatsoever.
He meant ot pam shniya miyun yota tov mitpalel al nekudot. Mitpalel al nekudot שחשובות בשלומית ולא זיווק בקרוב.
Learn the book a second time and this time in more depth and pray for all the important points that you need for domestic peace and tranquility and you will find your soulmate. שאלה נוספת כבוד הרב? We have time for another questions. This is actually a question about the Jewish way of looking. A student of the rabbi who lives abroad and he is a doctor. He asks, is he allowed to shorten his side locks, which we call peot, like there's several, for example, the rabbi himself, as you can see, he has long peot. I myself, as you can see, have short ones behind my ears. He asks, if he has long side locks, can he shorten them? And have short side locks, can he also shorten his beard? Are you allowed to do that? Is he losing something by touching his side locks and his beard? The rabbi understood already from my explanations what he's asking.
The חשוב מאוד. כל דבר, כל השלב שיש לו זקה ובאות, ועכשיו שהוא נשוי. תודה רבה.
First of all, to the person who's asked this question, you're blessed that you have side locks, that you have a beard, that you're married. Blessed are you. Thank you to Hashem for all of this. And his wife is also blessed that she wants him to have, whatever happens, she wants him to have side locks and a beard. People come to me who their wives refuse for them to have any side locks or any beard whatsoever. She wants him to be completely clean shaven. So that's already a good thing. You have a lot to thank Hashem for.
ודאי ש חשוב מאוד להגיע ביפות, אז גם חשוב שיעור אורחות, אבל מילא אפשר ש
Certainly, having long side locks is important, but you can have short side locks like I have, as you can see here behind my
ears.
Rabbeinu has already some side locks with which he can grab them and help you in the afterlife. Regarding the beard, if you can at least fold it inward so it doesn't look long and it looks short, that's the best thing. And the most important thing is to pray a lot.
שמתלמד מגן השלום תראה איפה אתה טועה בשלום בית.
I am certain that if you will learn the book The Garden of Peace, you'll see where you are wrong concerning your domestic peace and tranquility.
ודאי אתה לכבד אותה, לסמח אותה, לא היה מפריע לו שום דבר.
Certainly, if you would be able to make your wife happy, if you would respect her properly, it wouldn't bother her whatsoever that you have a beard. So the first thing, learn the book The Garden of Peace. And every day do half an hour of Isboidudus on domestic peace and
tranquility. שיעור בישיבה שלי.
This week I said a class and a lesson in my yeshiva.
אז דיברת על להגיד תודה, כמו שהסברת פה.
I spoke about saying thank you and being grateful, just like I explained here in this class.
אמרתי להם, אבל יש כלל, קודם כל לראות, להגיד תודה.
I said to them, but there's a rule. You first of all have to say thank you to your friend.
אמרתי להם, כל אחד יום, כל יום היה תודות. מה תודות באשתו כל יום.
I said to them, every single day, every one of you needs to say 100 new thank yous to your wife. New thank yous, 100 every single day.
אני הוספתי ב-18.
I added in the Prev 18 in my Siddur.
אז תלמד אותם איזה אהננו אהרון.
In the book where we ask Hashem to grant us divine wisdom, the rabbi, one of his interpretations, and I'm going to read it. Choneinu, give us please the gift, a free gift, mitcha, from yourself. Chokhmah, wisdom, to know the domestic peace and tranquility, or, heavens forbid, the opposite of that, the destruction of the house, is in the hands of a person's, it's all related, Biyad HaLashon, depends on a person's tongue, on what he says, on his mouth, on his words. Give us wisdom, give us bina, give us the power to understand that every comment that you make to your wife, even the most just comment, destroys your house. And that, and give us divine wisdom to speak to our wives words from our heart, to strengthen, to encourage, to make her happy, to love and to thank her at least 20 times a day, and respect her, because the main aspect of respect is through speech.
I almost have this.
Today, I added this in. Today,
I can't have the Eslin.
I wrote 20 times.
If I die, I came today. If I die, I get to die, to die. כמה צריכים לא יותר תודה, גם משל הבעלה גם כן, לא גבל אשתו, איזה בעיית יפה, שהבן אומר תודה, איש אמר תודה, ילדים אומר תודה, אומר תודה לשם, הבן שלהם, כמו במקדש השלישי, רק אומר תודה.
If people would keep what I wrote, if husbands would say thank you to their wives every single day, if wives also would say thank you to their husbands, if the whole house would learn and always say thank you to Hashem, thank you to the parents, thank you, then that house will be just like the third temple, in the third temple where people are always bringing the sacrifice of gratitude.
אז צריכים, טוב, יש לנו זמן, לא? יש עוד שאלה?
הרב רוצה שנשאל שאלה נוספת?
כן.
We have time for another question. זה כבוד הרב שאלה הרב על נושא שלא קשורה, זה נושא לגמרי אחר. This is a non-related subject. Someone is asking about our custom. We wear tzitzit. Tzitzit are special strings, which remind us constantly the presence of Hashem and remind us the 613 commandments. Someone is asking, do we have a special way of tying it? Somewhere you, something unique that reminds us the presence of Hashem. מישהו שואל הרב, האם יש איזושהי קשירה מיוחדת שאנחנו קושרים בציצית? האם יש לך חסידי ברסלב קשירה שהם תמיד עושים שמזכירה להם את הנוכחות של השם?
אז, גם כשיש...
Regarding the way to tie the tzitzit, there are all kinds of different methods. We wear a p'til tchelet, the blue string. And I have a special way of tying for myself only.
כל המסעמים לבן בהתחלה,
everyone puts the white thread at the beginning and at the end. Hashem granted me that every single segment has in it the color of blue, white and blue. Every single segment.
אבל זה לא, לא צריכים, למה אני אומר, כלב בהלכה, כבר מן, שבע, תשע, כל מה שכותב בשורה, רק זה, אין שום הכבדה, אין שום שיטה, העיקר שיהיה לנו תסיסת קצרה, לזכות מצוות את השם.
Why am I saying this? We have things written in our book of laws, the Shulchan Aruch, of exactly what to tie, how many how many times do you have to spin the string of the tzitzit around itself? 7, 9, etc., etc. That one doesn't change, but the way you exactly tie it, it makes no difference whatsoever. The most important thing is to have tzitzit, that we always remember the commandments of Hashem and Hashem's presence in our life. We still have a bit of time left.
אני אקרר לכם בשקר טוב רבי חיין היה מקורן על החברן.
I'd like to read to you what Rabbi Chaim HaKohen, who was called the milkman because he had a factory for making milk. I'd like to write to you, he was one of the great sages of the last generations. I'd like to read to you what he wrote. He writes that we need to know how much Hashem loves us. Hashem is full of mercy. For all of his creations, and especially for the people of Israel. And for that more so, there's great mercy because of the closeness that the people of Israel have with Hashem, blessed be his name. What does Hashem call us in the Torah? My daughter, my sister, my wife.
That's why
we can understand that even when Am Yisrael transgressed, the sorrow, Hashem feels the sorrow. Because we are Hashem's daughter, we are Hashem's sister, we are Hashem's wife. When a father punishes his daughter, certainly the father is pained. That is what it says in the verse. In all their sorrow and hardship, Hashem himself also feels the
sorrow.
Because the sorrow that the people of Israel feel, it rises and reaches the heavenly and divine wonder. And that's why Hashem always wants to forgive Am Yisrael. That's why everything we do, Hashem wants to forgive us and love us and repent our sins. And with the help of Hashem, that is the way it's going to be. And we are going to have full redemption soon. Amen. Until the next week, we'll be happy to see you. May you all be blessed.